Great to have you with me. My name is Andrew Mukey, and this is the show Never Heard That. Today we're going to be listening to the track Julia, which was a single from 1970 by Australian singer-songwriter Ted Mowry. I've been into slightly left-of-centre, really original music for as long as I can remember. But at the same time, I know that I can happily fall head over heels for a pure pop song at the drop of a hat. This was first proven when I was very young with this song. No one in my family really knows exactly where they came from, but we had a couple of compilation records sitting in the collection. They were 20 Explosive Hits 1970 and Explosive Hits 1971. Amongst some other very cool tracks, there was a Ted Mowry song on each record. Today's feature track, Julia, was on 20 Explosive Hits 1970, and another fabulous track of his, Falling in Love Again, was on Explosive Hits 1971. In my opinion, both songs will stand the test of time. Mowry was English-born but Australian-raised. Initially, his focus appeared to be as a songwriter, but when he sent a demo to Albert Productions, who are best known for their association with AC/DC and Vander and Young, the company persuaded him to become a recording artist. It was due to this that he was able to release a debut single, Julia, which was entirely his own composition, something which was still rare at that time. The song charted well and was followed with Falling in Love Again, a song by the Easy Beats songwriting team of Vander and Young, which was a major hit in 1971. With his prolific songwriting skills, he also provided songs for other artists like John Farnham and wrote Sherbet's 1972 hit You're All Woman. By late 1972, and apparently jaded with being given different backing bands, he decided to form his own band, the Ted Mowry Gang. He also went from the acoustic guitar, which he was most identified with through this time, back to the bass guitar. The three-piece with guitarist Les Hall and drummer Herman Kovac released an album in 1974 called Here We Are, which didn't perform as well as expected. Although the pressure was on for him to return to his solo act, in essence he did the opposite, adding an additional guitarist, Gary Dixon. This then formed the basis for the Ted Mowry Gang that most would identify with, effectively a hard rock band. When they released Jump in My Car, which interestingly was on the debut album in 1975, it spent 6 weeks at number one on the Australian singles charts throughout 1976. They continued to be a fixture on the Australian music scene through to the early 80s. For those that know Ted Mowry solo and the Ted Mowry Gang, it can be hard to reconcile that they were the same person, such is the difference in style. That is quite an achievement, and it was with real sadness that he passed away from a brain cancer in 2001 at the young age of 54. As a reminder of his songwriting elegance, here is his self-penned debut single, Julia, from all the way back in 1970.